At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The lack of discipline, cooperation, and respect in the classroom is a major frustration to teachers in public schools. A study by Public Agenda revealed that nearly 7 in 10 middle and high school teachers say their own schools have serious problems with students who disrupt classes. A Rochester, New York elementary school teacher was placed on paid leave last year for washing a third grade boy's mouth out with soap after he shouted a vile, very nasty sexual reference at a classmate. More than 40 relatives of children in that class backed the teacher and asked that she be reinstated. In surveys of high school students, large majorities say they often hear cursing in the hallways. More than a third say there is a serious fight at least once a month. And 4 out of 5 say their classmates do not treat teachers with respect. Nearly 8 out of 10 teachers say students are quick to remind them that students have rights and their parents can sue. Nearly half of teachers say that a parent has accused them of unfairly disciplining a child. Since 2 U.S. Supreme Court decisions in the mid-1970s, even low-level punishments are subject to student and parental lawsuits. And if public school teachers or principals knowingly violate a student's due process rights, they may be held personally liable for monetary damages. According to a Harris poll, 85% of teachers and principals believe that reducing the availability of legal challenges to day-to-day management and disciplinary decisions would help to improve the quality of education in their schools. But don't expect corporal punishment to make a comeback. A candidate for a master's degree in education was expelled by Lemoyne College for writing a paper advocating the use of corporal punishment in schools. He received an A for his paper, but then he was barred from enrolling for the next semester. Corporal punishment may be debatable, but I certainly do advocate backing up teachers in enforcing classroom discipline.
Education has always been an important issue for Phyllis Schlafly and Eagle Forum. That's why we produced the powerful television documentary, Crisis in the Classroom. Parents and educators, to get this important video, call 1-800-726-8096. For the latest on educational fads, the dumbing down trend, and the problem with whole language, call 1-800-726-8096. And thanks for listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be misquoted and used against you. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the top show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, it's water, water everywhere, and every drop of it is polluted. It's not good enough to swim in or to drink, and we must change the way we live. You know, we started talking about this water situation when these watershed programs really actually came into being, and this goes back 15 years to a couple of meetings that were held. I can't remember now offhand where they were held, but they were United Nations meetings held in a foreign port someplace, and they came up with some of these ideas on how to control the nation's water. And by controlling the nation's water, you can control the nation's people, and that's what it's all about. Since we've been talking about this, and that's not the subject today, I have other things to discuss with you, but I am getting calls from all over the United States. I am getting packets of information and invitations to come speak. Hey, I am not the authority on this. I don't know any more about it than you do. If you've been listening, you know as much as I do. I've studied this stuff. We've had some experts on here to talk about it. A lot of it is legislation. But here's let me give you a quick rundown of what happens, because one of the most dramatic situations we have is in Texas. And in Texas, they it works the same every place. These experts, and they're always from some of your government agencies as well as your environmentalist, they show up and they want to have a town meeting and they want to keep this in the hands of the local people. And the first thing this facilitator will do is, I guess you want to have anybody in here that wants to drink dirty water, hold up your right hand. Well, nobody wants to drink dirty water. So, well, then I guess what we want is clean water, right? Oh, yeah, we want clean water. And from there it goes. And they're going to tell you why you need to do all these things to have clean water. And then not one dummy in the crowd will get up and say, hey, whoa, stop right here. Go over to the water hydrant in the bathroom or wherever it is. Come out with a glass of water. Say, doesn't this look clean? We've got clean water, so the rest of you go home. But no, it doesn't work that way. Now, this happened, and we're going to talk about it in a great detail on Monday. Monday is May the 2nd, believe it or not. Spring has already sprung upon us. And on May the 2nd, we're going to go into this in detail in this Texas situation, because that's the worst one that I've seen. But the county voted this in. The county voted for this, people. The county voted for it. And they have now until May the 10th, I say they, the people, if you have your own water well, you have until May the 10th to, and this is just in certain counties. So if we have some Texas listeners that said, gosh, I haven't heard anything about that, well, maybe it's not happening in your county. It's a county by county thing.
But there are a lot of people within the county that is going to be affected that don't know about it. Because they say, oh, they couldn't do that to us. The interesting thing here is, if you don't register your well by the 10th of May, again, in these particular counties in Texas, they can fine you $10,000. And that $10,000 is $10,000 a day. It's all, I have the bill. This thing passed the Texas legislature. It was voted on to go into it in the county. It's just like in Missouri, this HB 1433. It's legit. I mean, there's nothing. So these people, this one particular individual called and said, what do I do? I don't want to sign that thing because it gives them the right to come on your property. They can do, they can come on the property without asking, and they can monitor the well. They're going to make the individuals put their own water meter on the well at the individual's expense. I mean, this thing is drastic, but if you don't have that $10,000 a day to pay and you don't get this thing signed up, then this water district can put a lien on your property for that. So how many days would it take before the water district owns your piece of property? Now, this is the way this stuff works, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not just being radical about this. I mean, it's time to get radical about it. But, I mean, I've got the figures. I've got the black and white print from the officials on it. It's just like this HB 1433 that was passed in Missouri. It looks like that one's going to be repealed. But the greeny weenies and the government bureaucrats want to take our water from us. It's as simple as that. Now, I'm looking at another article coming from the United States Department of Agriculture. Now, they don't have any money in the Department of Agriculture to carry out the Packers and Stockyards Act. I mean, they'd never think about doing that. But they've got $3.1 million to grant to a nonprofit National Rural Water Association for continuation of the Source Water Protection Program. This initiative teaches them their folks, the agricultural producers in some 33 states, about measures they can take on their land to help prevent water pollution. These funds provide resources for voluntary, and anytime you see the word voluntary, you know it means mandatory. It might not be mandatory today, it may not be mandatory day after tomorrow, but a week from now, it's going to be mandatory. Sooner or later, they'll make those voluntary programs mandatory. If you don't believe that, look at the IRS. That was a voluntary program once upon a time. Okay, these funds provide resources for voluntary pollution prevention that will help purify drinking water for residents in thousands of communities across the country. Source water is surface and groundwater that is consumed by rural residents. And people, you're going to lose your control of your own. Okay, let's take a break. I'm ready. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken prescription anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
And we have returned during the commercial break. Jesse, I thought you weren't going to talk about water today. I'm not. I'm just promoting our program that will be coming up on Monday, May the 2nd.
They still going to have May?
It usually follows April, doesn't it? But April, is April going to have 30 days this month? 30 days in September and all that stuff. Well, anyhow, it's coming up. But yeah, we have three more work days in April. And then we go to the spring flowers. Anyway, back to the water thing that I'm not going to talk about. I have here... Well, let me first tell you that my mother... got electricity in our house out on the farm in 1938, at which time I was 6 years old. And she also didn't want to move until we had a water system in there. Well, we already had the well, but you could not get pressure pumps. There wasn't such thing as a pressure pump back in those days, at least not to my knowledge, not for home use. So we had a 500-gallon tank sitting on top of four oak posts that were probably, I'd say, 10 feet above the ground. In other words, the bottom of the tank was about 10 feet above the ground, and then we pumped water from our well up to that tank. We did have a gasoline engine on it, and we converted over to an electric engine, but it was just an old pump. And it worked, and we pumped that full of water. And in the fall, of course, you'd have to drain it. You couldn't use it in the wintertime because it would freeze, but we used it in the summertime, and it worked. And the birds could somehow get under the it had a cone-shaped top on it. It was really good galvanized metal, and it had a cone-shaped top on it, and the birds somehow could get in under there. And every once in a while, you'd turn on a faucet in the house, and a feather would come out. Wasn't the most desirable thing in the world, But he thought, well, there's been a bird in there. But we kept using the water. We never had any problems. Now, in Carroll, Iowa, city officials are perplexed over this discovery of a mysterious chunks of flesh that have been clogging up city water lines. A month ago, a city official sent a hunk of meaty, fatty tissue to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for identification, but they haven't identified it yet. They're still waiting for the results. Three more chunks were found Thursday in another water main during the flushing of the public works. Anyway, they flushed the mains. And anyway, they said the new chunks were also sent to the state lab for identification. They think some animal somehow got in the water system. But they said, keep drinking the water. It's not affected. It's safe to drink. That's all right. Hey, I used to drink water with bird feathers in it, so they'll be okay there in Carroll, Iowa. Stay tuned. Now, no more water talk today. We're going to do our water discussions next Monday, which is May the 2nd. We'll be right back.
Is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Let's go to Texas for just a minute. Maybe I'm going to talk more about water today than I intended to, but got lots of good stuff over here on the other side. Deanna in Texas. Hi, you're on the air, Deanna.
Oh, God bless you, Mr. Brownfield. We love, my husband and I love your show, and we tell our friends about it to get educated. My question is, in Texas, what counties are going to be doing, you know, what you were talking about, the well, metering the wells?
See, I don't know. Do you know where Erath County is?
Sorry?
Erath County. Do you know where Erath County is?
No, I'm in Travis.
Okay, Erath is... Do you know where Stephenville is?
No.
Okay. Well, I do know that it's going to be in Erath County. That's one of the counties. And like I said, I wasn't prepared on this today, but there are other counties. I do know that.
Okay, is there some place I can look it up?
Well, I would suggest, all right, let me give you something here. Let me see where this came from, and I'm sure you can get in touch with the officials. But maybe I'm killing too much time here. Maybe you had better had better let me talk to you after the program when I have time to really do a little research.
Okay.
Because I'm set to do this on Monday. And but it's this particular one is the Middle Trinity Groundwater Conservation District. It was adopted by a board of directors, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the law is there. It's these people are going to have to go along with it. There's no way out that I can see without they can go to the Texas legislature and get the bill revoked.
I think they should. I think they need to get attorneys, and I think they need to wake up.
See, the sad thing is, Deanna, that people don't care. They don't get excited until it hits the fan. Once they get the noose around their neck and they can see, my gosh, how did we let something like this happen, then it's too late. It's a lot easier to kill something before it takes root than it is after it becomes law and signed by the governor.
Right. I can't believe they did that. I'm really surprised.
Well, listen on Monday, because we'll have you all the facts and the figures and the details and the telephone numbers, whatever it takes.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's move along here. We're going to have to learn to live without water and with mountain lions, okay? South Dakota has a mountain lion management plan that began in 2003, and it runs to 2012. Now, when 2012 comes, I don't know what the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks is going to do, because I guess they'll run out of mountain lions by then. I don't know. These are the guiding philosophies of the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks Wildlife Division. Now, you say, yeah, but that's South Dakota, and I don't live in South Dakota. Well, maybe you don't. But get ready, because these things don't, it's just like the water issue. This is coming from the Wildlands Project. It's coming from above. It's coming down. It's coming from the top down. So it's going to be all over the United States. And here's, let me read some of their philosophies of the Division of Wildlife. We believe, and I'm talking about the Division of Wildlife in relation to management of mountain lions in South Dakota. We believe that wildlife, including mountain lions, contributes significantly to the quality of life in South Dakota and therefore must be sustained for future generations. Okay? Now, you can just insert your own state's name every time I say South Dakota, because you can bet you that they're getting this right out of the Wildlands manuals, okay? We believe that mountain lions play an important role in the ecosystem. We believe in providing for and sustaining the diversity of our wildlife heritage for present and future generations. Notice how many times they're doing this for the children, people. It's the children that want those mountain lions out there, not you and I. We believe that having mountain lions in South Dakota, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, wherever, will require the divisions of wildlife to implement education and involvement strategies related to safely living with mountain lions. Hey, if you're going to live with mountain lions, you better do it safely, all right? We believe that both the Division of Wildlife and the public have a responsibility to learn to live with mountain lions in a way that maintains a viable mountain lion population in South Dakota, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, etc. Okay? While dealing with problems that mountain lions may cause. Well, they admit they may cause some problems, like eating your little kids and stuff like that. But it's for the children. It's for future generations. You got it? We believe that the future of mountain lions in South Dakota depends on a public that appreciates, understands, and supports mountain lions. Mountain lion management in South Dakota is to monitor and maintain mountain lion populations and habitats consistent with ecological, social, aesthetic, and economic values of South Dakota citizens while addressing the concerns and issues of both residents and visitors of South Dakota. Now, let's remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the children. It's for future generations. And God said, if you walk contrary to me, I will loose the wild beasts of the field among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and make you few, so that your roads shall be deserted. So says Leviticus 26. It's for the kids. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells a 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, this is the final week to get a 50 by 50 foot steel span building for just $7,800. Why get a Quonset style metal building? Listen.
I'm just really familiar with this whole Quonset steel design from the Great White North. It's extremely popular up there because of the snow strength of these buildings. There's no wood to worry about. That steel just lives forever.
On our farm, a tornado hit. Every building on that farm was damaged but that Quonset hut. And so I say this in life, man, let's invest our money. Let's not spend it.
Hurry. This is the last call for a 50 by 50 steel span building for just $7,800. On the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. Amsteelspan.com. Or call for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Time is running out. Call now. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says Congress fighting inflation is like the mafia fighting crime, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, speaking of mountain lions in South Dakota, we don't have very many mountain lions in Missouri. That is official now because I have some official documents here from the Missouri Department of Conservation that says so. They say that if you consider only the number of reported mountain lion sightings in Missouri, you may conclude that the state has a thriving population of big cats. But when you look at investigation results, the picture that emerges is more one of overexcitement and mistaken identity. Conservation Department did not have a single confirmed mountain lion sighting last year. Got to confirm it now, okay? The Conservation Department is not trying to restore mountain lions to the state. And then they go on and talk about how mountain lions look like other things look like mountain lions. And they talk about black Labradors sometimes are mistaken for black panthers, although no such creature exists in North America. Now, we had someone on here, and it may have been Jim Beers. I'm not sure who it was, but we talked about the cougar situation. Cougars are called cougars, catamounts, mountain lions, and panthers. And they talked about the Florida panther is the same as a cougar or a mountain lion. And now here our people say there's no such thing as a panther in North America. Isn't Florida in North America? Well, we have, these people are in air-conditioned offices, and you would think, you know, as many trips as they take around the world, they'd been to Florida and check on the panthers down there. But whatever it's worth, I don't know. Maybe they're right. Maybe I don't have the proper definition. Maybe a panther is something different. I don't know. But we'll find out sooner or later, because there'll be one in your backyard. Now, speaking of your backyard, you probably have a bigger backyard than you realize. At least I do. Now, this is just for Cole County, Missouri. But again, these things do not happen at the local level. They start at the top. So if they're doing this in Cole County, Missouri, they're doing it in every other county and every other state across the country. Or if they're not, they will. All right? New Cole County digital assessment maps. This is interesting. And I talked to Bob Schatz. If you remember, Bob Schatz was with the Surveyors Association. We had him on the air back in March. And I said, Bob, could you come on and do a show about this? I'd like to get our assessor on, or a assessor that's involved in this. And he said, oh, it'd be fun. But he said, this time of the year, we're just snowed under. He said, he was talking to me as he was driving, so we didn't get to visit very long on this. But he said, yeah, later on in the year, we'll do it. But now let me tell you what they're doing here. On January the 1st, this past year, the Cole County Assessor's Office implemented a new digital assessment map of the entire county. You say, so what? Well, I'll tell you so what in just a minute. The project started with new, high-quality, color aerial photography flown from closer scales than had been used in the past. The conversion process to these new maps made it necessary to change some parcel numbers due to changes in the map scale. The assessor's office no longer has 400 scale maps. All maps are now 100 or 200 scale. So Bob told me, he said, that's good. He said, that means you can see things. And he said, if this is in color, you can go to your assessor's office and you can ask to see this new map. And he said they should be able to supply you with a copy of it. And he said at 100 or 200 scale, you can probably see things there that you would really, that are recognizable rather than those old 400 scale maps. He said the ability to digitally calculate acreage to a higher and more accurate degree than was possible on the old maps may have affected the total number of acres that you are assessed. Now, here's the catch on this. It's going to affect the number of acres that we are assessed. We are able to more accurately calculate and assign agricultural use value as mandated by law. This conversion has rendered the old soil maps obsolete, having been based on a 1920 soil survey. Okay, now, let's turn this thing over to my personal data on page 2. One of our properties now has 4.384 more acres than it did have. Another piece of property we have here went from 171.1 to 271.1 to 274.8, up 3.71 acres. So that means I have over 7 more acres now than I had before they flew that cotton-picking airplane. Now, you say, well, that's good. Well, it was until they started assessing us. Now, I asked Bob, and he didn't know, so that's why I said we'll have to find out. I want to get an assessor on here, and we'll do a three-way conversation, but does that mean if they assessed me no more land than I have in this county, and if they're assessing me on an extra 7 acres, what if everybody's acreage go up? I asked Bob, I said, now that I've gained 7 acres, did somebody else lose 7? He says, probably not. See, if that was the case, I doubt if they would have flown these maps, or flown these pictures and got those. I'll bet you that everybody's acreage is going to go up. Now, what's that worth on a county basis? you know. And I'm working on an article for another issue of the Chronicle, but land values, you won't believe what average land values are bringing. And that's why you want to stay away from these conservation easements, because if you get a chance to, in some areas, the average agricultural land is selling for over $10,000 an acre. Now, that is like in around Virginia and places like that. $10,000 an acre. So if those people had a conservation easement on there, that's the only way in the world you make money farming, is buy it by the acre and sell it by the foot. So, but anyhow, I thought that was an interesting thing, and I need to do a little more research on it. But I am alerting you also out there, watch for this, because this came from the assessor's office, and I'll bet you that one of these days you're going to get a similar thing just like this from the assessor's office, and I'll bet you another thing, I'll bet nobody loses acres. I'll bet they all gain acres. Well, you say that's good if we're going to sell it by the acre. Might be, but it's bad if you're going to pay taxes on it by the acre. Anyhow, something to be thinking about. Watch out for it. John in Detroit. Hi, John. You're
John in Tennessee. Sorry,
John in
Jerry.
Tennessee. Well, he moves around a lot.
Well, Jerry, this is going to sound unbelievable to you. I'm in Tennessee right now, and there's been reports of mountain lions in West Tennessee out by the river. And I told the screener, this is the absolute truth. In Detroit, on I-94, on the shoulder of the road between Detroit and Ann Arbor, I drive a truck. And I spotted, I swear to you, it's true, a black panther, tail so long it was dragging the ground. I called the emergency people up there to let them know, because it was kind of a semi-residential area. They laughed at me like I was crazy. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but these animals, people are bringing them in, turning them loose, or the wildlife agencies are turning them loose, doing something. I know you've had reports of them being all over, but I've never heard of it in Detroit, but I sure saw one up there.
I can't remember the story, but I remember, was it all of Iowa or just in the southern tier counties in Iowa that they have actually verified one in each county? And I can't remember if it's all over Iowa or just in the southern part of Iowa. But, yeah, they're here. There's no doubt about it.
Well, and
in fact, they're running over them with cars in Missouri. There have been a couple of them killed in traffic.
Actually, you know, we've got black bear in East Tennessee, but they're actually moving west out here now. They're west of Nashville. I'm out in the country here, and I've got friends at the property that swear that they're finding black bear tracks along with mountain lion tracks on their property.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. We know it's happening. I mean, there's just too many, and there's just too many people that have seen these things, just like the wolves. And, you know, you take a lot of people, they do get excited. I like that Jerry Clower story about when he was a little kid and his mother washed his soap out, his mouth out with soap because he lied. And he lied because he said there was a lion laying in the front yard. And his mother said, that's not a lion, that's a dog. And he wouldn't go outside to do his chores. And so she washed his mouth out with soap and told him to go upstairs and say a prayer because he lied. And he came back and said, well, what did God tell you? And he said, God said that dog looked like a lion to him the first time he saw it, too. Hey, thanks for the call, John. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Returned. I have an interesting email from a listener concerning the economy. Judy sent me this. She said, been listening to Derry this morning and the One World Order. I sincerely believe China will be the ruler of the world. Early this morning, I was watching the news. Would you believe? Shouldn't say that because you can believe anything anymore. Well, China will be making motors for Ford Motor Company. Did you catch? Well, Jeff's on the phone. I don't know. I didn't see that, and you'd think. You would think you would, but anyhow, she says she saw it on, she heard it on the radio that China is going to be making Ford Motor Company motors. For whatever it's worth, I bought a 2000 Ford diesel tractor in 1966, bought it brand new, one of the few new things I ever bought, and we had to have the engine apart for a reason. And when you take the head off the engine, it says, and they're made in England. Now, they were shipping those things over to Europe back to have them made back in 1966. Anyway, she says China will be making motors for Ford Motor Company. Don't know if you saw or heard that or not. As I told my husband, the auto workers should be jumping up and down, but you don't hear a word from them. The reporter said that China workers make $2 an hour. The auto workers here make something like $30 an hour. Then she says, talk about rising prices. Now, let me talk about rising prices just a minute also, because I'm going to pour concrete tomorrow, and we have it all formed up, and the re-rod is in it, or the steel rod is in it. And I had some rod left over, not a lot, but I don't know, maybe a dozen maybe a dozen lengths of it. And my daughter said, well, you can take that back. I said, yeah, but if we want it again, and sooner or later we'll be needing it for something, it'll cost twice as much. She says, talk about rising prices. Prior to April of last year, we were paying under $400 a ton for steel. With no notification, it went up to $700. Our supply salesman told us there was a company in St. Louis that had bid a multi-million dollar job, and when this happened, he bought himself out of the contract to the sum of $1 million plus. So, you know, you can see what's happening here. I mean, these prices are going skyrocketing. It's not just gasoline. It's gasoline because everybody talks about it, because everybody buys gasoline about every day. But everything else that you purchase is going up a lot faster than what our government is trying to tell us. Yeah, Jeff, did you have a comment there?
No, but I have a caller for the next segment. We're going to run out of time because we only have 1 minute left in this segment.
I know that. Did you ever try killing a minute standing on your head in the latrine? That's hard to do for a minute. A minute's longer than you think. You can do a lot in a minute, like I am now, waiting for watching the second hand on the clock. But I hear music in the background. We'll come back with our caller right after this minute. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Let's go to the telephones. Richard in Missouri. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, sir. Hey, Jerry, I was just wanting to let you know that I don't know if you watch Channel 10 out of Springfield or not.
No, I don't.
Okay, they've been showing a Black Panther down there on the loose in this neighborhood. They've got movies of it. The conservation set out traps for it.
Well, they can't because there's no panthers in North America.
Well, watch the TV. You can see it for yourself.
What do they say about it?
Well, they says they don't know where it come from. You know, they've been trying to find out if somebody turned it loose or not, and then there's nobody in that area that ever had one. So they don't know where it come from.
Did
Was it filmed by a professional crew, or was it just a home video, or how was it?
In her backyard.
But a person did it with a home video camera.
Yes, but you can see it just as plain as day. It's a Black Panther.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, it's unbelievable because these people over here with the Department of Conservation, there's nobody in there would lead us astray. So you know that you guys are just making these stories up. They have to because I believe everything that our government tells us.
Of course, of course. And hey, if you believe that, I want to sell you something.
Okay. Hey, Richard, thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
You bet. They're all nice. Let me... This is cute, and I'd like to, we'll kind of end this thing on a happy note here. But a first grade teacher had 25 students in her class, and she presented each child in her class with the first half of a well-known proverb and asked them to come up with the remainder of the proverbs. It says, it's hard to believe these were actually done by first graders. Yeah, no, it's not, because I can remember when I was a first grader very well. She says, their insight may surprise you. While reading these, keep in mind that they are first graders, 6 years old. First proverb, don't change horses. How would you answer that, Jeff?
In the middle of the stream.
No, until they stop running, kid said. Strike while the...
iron is hot.
While the bug is close. It's always darkest before...
Sunrise.
Before daylight savings time. Never underestimate the power of...
Stupid people?
No, termites. Don't bite the hand that...
feeds you.
Looks dirty. No news is...
good news.
This kid said no news is impossible. Is miss as good as a...
hit? Near hit? I don't know that one.
Miss is as good as a mile.
Oh, okay.
This kid says a miss is as good as a mister. You can't teach an old dog new
tricks.
New math. The pen is mightier than the...
sword.
Than the pigs. An idle mind is...
The devil's playground.
Is the best way to relax. Where there's smoke, there's...
fire.
No, there's pollution. See, these kids have been... they've been watching enough... watching enough television, they've got some pretty good answers. It's the happy bride who...
don't know it.
Who gets all the presents. A penny saved is...
a penny earned.
A penny saved is not much. Two's company, three's...
a crowd.
Three's the musketeers. Don't put off tomorrow till... let me read that over. Don't put off till tomorrow what...
you can do today.
This kid says, don't put off tomorrow... what you put on to go to bed. Laugh and the whole world laughs with you. Cry.
And you cry alone.
Cry and you have to blow your nose, this kid says. There's none so blind as...
don't know it.
Stevie Wonder. I don't know that either.
He's a blind musician.
Yeah, but I know Stevie Wonder. Children should be seen, not...
heard.
Spanked or grounded. If at first you don't succeed...
Try again.
This kid says get new batteries. You get out of something only what...
you put into it.
No, what you see on the picture on the box. And finally, if you lie down with dogs, you'll stink in the morning. Oh, there's one more here. When the blind lead the blind, this kid says, get out of the way. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling on.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.